Welcome, everybody. This is Christina Lundeen, and this program is Angelic Empowerment. I'm really excited to share with you today. I am going to be talking all about love, which is appropriate for Valentine's Day. If you are someone that is seeking love in their lives, and or someone that has love but wants to enhance that love, or someone that wants to learn more how to have a universal love and compassion for all of mankind. That is what we are going to be covering today, and we are also going to be raising your vibrations through meditation and affirmations. So before I begin, I would like to say my prayer, which I always state before I want to connect to the angelic realm. It guarantees that I do talk to the angels and share with the angels. It gives me protection from any outside interference spiritually, makes sure I get to that level, makes sure I get pure and clear answers. And this is what I recommend for everyone who is seeking to speak to the higher energies, to state some sort of prayer with these similar intentions. So just take a deep breath and join with me while I say, I thank you, Lord, for your love and your light, as we call forth the highest angels to bring information that is clear, helpful, and useful for today. I thank you for your protection as we do so, and I thank you that I am that clear and pure channel of your love and your light. Amen. Amen. And I thank you that everyone has eyes to see, ears to hear, and open hearts to receive all that they are seeking right now. Amen. Okay, if you'll take a moment and just place your intention out into the universe through your angels as to what you would like to hear tonight, and have an open heart so that you can receive your answer. So just take a deep breath and state, what is it about love that you would like tonight? Okay. Well, first off, I would like to explain to those of you that are joining me for the first time in one of my teachings that I do not pre-prepare anything that I say. The angels will guide me as to what to talk about and what prayers to give. Every time I try to come up with a schedule of what we're going to talk about, the angels will invariably change it because it is what you need at this time. And if you're listening to this at a later point, it doesn't matter because the angels know who is going to be listening to this and when, and it will be exactly what you need to hear. So a general breakdown of what we're going to do is we're going to do a heart chakra and flower meditation, which we will show you what your energy is like right now and to get you more fully present with the angels at this time. We're going to state some chakra prayers and affirmations and do some speaking about love and how to invite and have a greater and higher love in your life than you have ever had before. So having an open heart and taking some deep breaths. For some of you, go ahead and put both feet on your floor and just breathe. We're going to leave our day and be fully present for this time that we're spending together. Continue to deep breathe in through the nose and out through the nose if possible. And one more time. Okay. Now closing your eyes, as you continue to breathe, I want you to visualize your heart. And out of your heart is a flower starting to come out. I want you to look at that flower and notice what kind of flower it is. What color is it? Go ahead and breathe. There are no wrong answers here. Somebody's doubting what they're getting. Just whatever the flower is, that's the answer. As you're sitting there and you're watching your heart, imagine that this flower begins to open into full bloom. Look at the beauty of the flower. How delicate it is. How intricate. Now imagine that a strong gold and white light is coming down from the heavens and into your crown chakra area. This gold and white light continues to flow down through your crown chakra and all the way to your heart, and it's flowing out this open flower. Just visualize that gold and white light flowing out of the flower. With every breath you breathe, the light that flows through you gets stronger and stronger. Now continue to watch it from a detached point of view. Just notice if there's any changes to the color. Does the flower open more? Now taking a deep breath in and breathe out. Think of a situation that is going on in your life right now. And with this light that is flowing through your heart and through this flower, send this perfect light to that situation. You're not asking for a specific answer. You're not asking for anything. There's no judgment. You are just sending perfect, clear light to that situation. Now taking a deep breath in and breathing out. Think of an area of your body that needs healing or might need energized. Send this strong light beam to that area. The light's flowing down from the heavens through your crown chakra and out your heart chakra through this flower. And it's going right to your body, anywhere that you have the intention for it to go. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And just notice how you feel. How does your body feel? And look at the flower. Just remember what the flower looks like now. And take another deep breath in and breathe out. Okay, I know we moved into that quickly. I want you to remember what that flower looks like, and we're going to hopefully do that again at the end of this program, and with saying the Archangel Chakra prayers and doing the affirmations about love and listening to the angels talk to you about love, then we're hoping that you will see a difference in the energy of the flower and the strength and the power that you have. So moving on to the Archangel Chakra prayers, we are going to state an affirmation for each chakra to open it and balance it and also to enhance the energy. So this is participation is necessary here, and we want you to speak out loud if possible, and we will guide you through it. The stronger your intention, the stronger your words, the more the universe will hear you and respond to you. So taking a deep breath in Remember, breathing is key when connecting to the higher energies of spirit. And breathe out, and just continuing to breathe deeply as you can throughout this prayer. We're going to start with the root chakra, which is at the trunk of the body where your legs meet your body, placing your hand directly over 2 to 3 inches above that area. It's the root chakra. And repeat after me. I call on Archangel Michael to assist me in opening and maintaining my root chakra. I thank you for helping me walk on the easy path of my life as I get closer to the fulfillment of my purpose. I thank you, Archangel Michael. I'm taking a deep breath in and breathe out. Shake out your shoulders. Just relax. Okay, moving up to the sacral chakra. It's just below the belly button. Placing your hand 2 to 3 inches away from the body in that area. Repeat after me. I call on Archangel Metatron to assist me in opening and maintaining my sacral chakra. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for reminding me to choose joy for each day of my life. I thank you, Archangel Metatron. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Okay, moving to the solar plexus. It's just above the belly button in the center of your body, and placing your hand directly above that area and visualize light coming from your hand. We're going to call on Archangel Uriel. I call on Archangel Uriel to assist me in opening and maintaining my solar plexus chakra. Thank you, Archangel Uriel, for reminding me to use my power. I thank you, Archangel Uriel. Take a deep breath in, visualizing that light going into the solar plexus area, and breathe out. Now this time I want you to take as deep a breath as you can. Keep breathing in, and then I want you to push it out and pull in your navel as if to touch your spine. Just blow all the air out. Let's get some good fresh air in there. Okay. Sometimes, for some of you, this is the only time the angels can get you to breathe, so they take advantage of that. So moving on to the heart chakra. Just place your hand over the direct center of your body, and 2 to 3 inches out, with light flowing from the palm of your hand, I call on Archangel Raphael to assist me in opening and maintaining my heart chakra. Thank you, Archangel Raphael, for reminding me that God's love and light is a part of me as I am a part of Him. I thank you, Archangel Raphael. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Moving to the high heart chakra. It's the little indentation underneath your throat, where you feel the bone there, the little indentation. Placing your hand 2 to 3 inches above that with light flowing from your hand. Repeat, I call on Archangel Zadkiel to assist me in opening and maintaining my high heart chakra. Thank you, Archangel Zadkiel, for helping me to understand, to accept, and to practice universal love and compassion. I thank you, Archangel Zadkiel. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And this time, I want you to breathe in deep and just stay in your heart. Make your intention to visualize your heart, feel your heart, feel the strengthening of this connection to spirit. This is all about love today and opening up your heart to a greater level. And breathe out. When you're on these teachings, we want you to feel the difference of when you're doing them and when you're not, and how to do this at your own home practice. Okay, moving to the throat chakra. So just tilt your hand up a little bit from where you were with the high heart chakra, and light flowing from the palm of your hand into your throat. I call on Archangel Gabriel to assist me in opening and maintaining my throat chakra. Thank you, Archangel Gabriel, for reminding me to speak my truth and honor my needs. I thank you, Archangel Gabriel. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Moving to the brow chakra, or the third eye, in between your eyebrows at the bridge of your nose, placing your hand 2 to 3 inches above that with light flowing from your hand, I call on the Holy Spirit to assist me in opening and maintaining my brow chakra. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for assisting me with gaining spiritual knowledge, growing in my intuition, and growing in the strength of the power that is rightfully mine. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath in, feeling that intention with light and with breath, and breathe out. Moving to the crown chakra. It's on top of your head. Place your hand a little bit to the back, 2 to 3 inches above, with light flowing from your hand. I call on the Christ light to assist me in opening and maintaining my crown chakra. I call on you to remind me to share this bright light with others every day as I walk through my life. I thank you, Christ light. Take a deep breath in, feeling that Christ light flowing into your body through the crown chakra, and breathe out. Moving to the soul star chakra, it's over the crown chakra, up in the air, above your head, placing your arms straight out in the air, and bend your hand over your head, and that'll be the area. And then visualize light flowing from your hand, and repeat, I call on Enoch to assist me in opening and maintaining my soul star chakra. I thank you, Enoch, for helping me be a balanced spiritual being, sharing love and light wherever I go. I thank you, Enoch. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Now we're going to do some individual affirmations for each chakra. You can move your hand if you would like to put place a stronger intention, or you can just state the words. For the root chakra, repeat, I always have my needs met. For the sacral chakra, I embrace life fully. Solar plexus, I grow stronger every day. Heart chakra, I give love, I receive love, I am love. High heart chakra, I feel compassion, I show compassion, I am compassion. The throat chakra, I listen more than I speak. Brow chakra, I am aware of my spiritual guidance. Crown chakra, I am at peace with the world, knowing every person has their own divine plan. Soul star chakra, I see my soul's plan unfolding now. Okay, take a deep breath in and breathe out. Now, these chakra affirmations will help layer love into your life. So starting with the root chakra, I love my inner child. Sacral chakra, everyone loves me. Angels are saying, say it with a smile on your face and that you believe it. Solar plexus chakra, I am choosing to have more love in my life. Heart chakra, I am ready for love. The high heart chakra, I accept love from all beings. Throat chakra, I speak loving words. Brow chakra, I live a life full of love. Crown chakra, I am love. And the soul star chakra, I see love in everyone. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Okay, now these statements are not specifically for certain chakras. They are statements about love. So you can just put your hand down if you were moving it and just open up your heart. Feel this energy in your heart when you accept these statements as your own. And what we're doing is we're layering the energy to help you enhance the love in your life, enhance your spiritual connection, to be able to talk to your angels and get clear and pure answers, and to get you on the easiest path for your spiritual journey. That's what all of this is for. So these are some love affirmations. So repeat these. I am love. I feel love. I believe in love. I believe I deserve love. They're saying, say that one again. I believe I deserve love. I give love. I receive love. I embrace love. I breathe in love. I breathe out love. I am open to different ways to love. I am love. I am love. I am love. take a deep breath in and breathe out. And this time, when you take your deep breath in, I want you to make a cross of light with your hand, starting at your soul star chakra and coming down the front of your chakras. Just make a line down and then make a line across your heart chakra area in the form of a cross, and then surround that cross with a circle with the light flowing from the palm of your hand. Just seal the intention with a cross of light surrounded by a circle of light. Okay, so notice how you feel. It's important for you to know how you're going to feel when you do this in your own practice. If this gets to be something that when you say these words, you don't feel anything, you need to change your practice or move your practice time to a different time when you can really place your whole intention into it. You want, the universe responds to whatever it is that you're sending out there, so it's better to do less time with spirit with a stronger intention than spending all your time with spirit and not really being very strong and sending out the vibrations, because it's just going to make the wheels of the universe spin and spin and spin and not move. You want to have the universe know that when you speak, you want that particular thing taken care of then, and that you have strength in what you are speaking and belief and faith that what you speak will occur. So, with this being Valentine's Day, the angels had said that there are several kinds of people in the world today. There are those that are seeking love but are not satisfied with the kind of love that they have experienced in the past or even past lives. There are those that are in relationships now that may need to enhance those relationships, or those that are in love and want to continue that love for the rest of this life. And then there are those who want to take it a step further. They may or may not be in relationships, but they want to embrace and share a universal love with other people. And that's the things that we're going to be touching on today. So one area may fit with you, all three may fit with you, or whatever. It doesn't matter. What we want you to do is, if we are talking about a particular thing that you feel is not your area, we want you to continue to send light through your heart so that everyone will get the benefit of all the energy of all the angels that are gathered here right now, and everybody can get their prayers and their intentions answered. And then we will all come around and we will finish up. So first off, we're going to talk about those that are seeking love. If you do not have a love in your life right now, the best and easiest way to pull that energy into your life is to look at yourself. Are you sending out energy to the universe that you're worried that this may never happen for you? Are you sending out energy to the universe that you don't trust, that you will know when that person gets here, and that you will just continue to bring the same old person from the past with a different face, but the same energies, the same issues, and you just don't want to deal with that? Look and see your heart without ego, without judgment. Just look at it and in a detached way and see if you're having any issues that could be blocking this person from coming to you. And then if you see that there are some issues, forgive those issues. Make statements for yourself that my past is not my future. I have a higher and greater love now. Whenever you have a negative thought, replace it with a verbal statement. So we are going to actually give a statement for each person, whoever's listening in each of these different areas, to let you have this energy into your life. We're going to give you that specific statement to tell the universe, yes, this is what I want now. So if you're seeking love, clear out your heart so that you can have the highest and greatest love to come into your life. Forgive the things from the past. Forgive past people. You do not need to do that in person. You can do it spiritually. You can forgive them spiritually. And know that by you cutting that tie allows a new energy, a new person to walk into your life. you may have some of the same lessons to learn with this person, but you will be learning them on the easiest path because you will not be attracting through karma, through your ego, and through this mirror that you have on you that says, yes, treat me this way. You're cutting that tie and you're getting rid of that mirror. And it makes things so much easier for the new relationship so that they can be a fresh face and someone new in your life. So if you are seeking love right now, then I want you to put both of your feet on the floor, spread your arms out to the side, and take a deep breath in, and then I want you to repeat this statement and say it as strong and as powerful as you can state so that the angels and the Lord, the universe, all know with no doubt that this is what you want, and they will go and they will take care of this. I thank you, Lord, that I now have the highest and greatest love walking into my life. I thank you that I have clear signs that I cannot miss of when that person arrives. Thank you. And take another deep breath in and breathe out. And you can put your arms down and be really excited because you've just told the universe what you want. So be prepared, have your heart cleared. If you need to take anything, take care of any issues with your heart later on after we hang up, then I'm sorry, after we get off this radio program, then you do that as soon as possible so that the universe will see that you were very clear on your intention and this is what you want. Now, for those of you that are in love or in a relationship and there's not so much love, and you'd like to enhance that relationship, it is very important for you to see this person fresh every day, forgiving every situation that occurs as soon as possible. If you are looking at this person in your life and you are reflecting on the past and previous relationships, and this person was already behind before they even got started with you because based on perceived wrongs from someone else in the past, you need to clear that up. You need to let this person be fresh and new and let them have their own chance. You want to forgive things so that there is nothing that you will attract as being lessons over and over and over. If you were saying in an argument, you always do this, and you always do that, then you need to forgive whatever that is and learn from that lesson and tell the universe, hey, I want to learn this lesson so that I never have to go through this again, we never have to have this conversation again, and I want this to be completed. Then the universe will find a way to bring it up so that you can take care of it, forgive it, clear it, and not go through it again. You may see different options or different things of ways of dealing with that particular situation. For instance, with my husband, God bless him, he wants his laundry done a particular way, and I really could care less how I do laundry or when. So what we have decided to do is after years of battling this out and him wanting to do laundry at 11 p.m. at night, then I took a deep breath and I was really working on forgiveness and trying to forgive each and every situation. And I said, I see the Christ in you. I see this perfection in you and I want to learn this lesson. What is this lesson? And how can I deal with this so that I never have to have these feelings again? And the angels brought to mind that he could do his laundry and I could do mine. I mean, how simple is that? Now, after 14 years, this is what I came up with the angel's help, because I was willing to see a different way of dealing with it. And we've gone months without having any issues about the laundry. And it's such a silly little thing, but it's the dirty socks on the floor for some people that, you know, why can't he just put it in the basket? Why can't you do this? You know, and why can't you have compassion for him and just pick it up and put it in? If you know he doesn't do that, then come up with another way for you to deal with it, or just do it without getting angry at him, because you know he's not going to change. So it's important for you to forgive things, and when you start to forgive these issues, you will see different options, and it will open up a greater, higher love for you in your life. The angels are saying that it may not be easy to always forgive someone right away for something. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't feel guilty about it. When you can forgive, whether it's the next day or 2 weeks, just try to forgive, because if you hold on to that energy, it only delays your spiritual growth, and it puts a wedge between you and that person. And you want to have the happiest life. You want to have the easiest life. And the easiest and happiest way is to have the lightest energy. Okay? So, for those of you that are in love, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put both of your feet on the floor, and we're going to make a statement. And in the blank spot, you're going to put your love's name. Okay? Spread your arms out to the side, and I want you to breathe deep while you're saying this. I thank you, Lord, that I now have the highest and greatest love experience with blank. I thank you that you show me clear signs that I cannot miss of anything that I need to forgive or release or change or pay attention to in order to keep this relationship the highest and best it can be. Thank you. And end with a deep breath and breathe out. Wonderful. Okay, so start looking for the signs. Okay, now for those of you who are wanting to embrace and share a universal love, this is for anyone, I want to explain a little bit about what compassion is. Compassion is, just visualize a moon up in the sky, and it shines over all people. Every night, it shines over all people. It doesn't pick and choose who to shine on. It doesn't say, you weren't nice to me today, so I'm going to block the light from coming to you. Or, you weren't nice to those people, or, you know, you weren't nice to your wife, and I don't think you're treating her fairly, so I'm not going to shine on you. No, it shines no matter what, every night like clockwork. This is what compassion is. There is no judgment with compassion. You're visualizing Earth, you're visualizing the souls that incarnate here. You are getting the view from out in space, and you're seeing that there's a bigger picture going on than getting up, going to work, killing yourself all day long to make a little bit of money, to come home, go to sleep, and then do it again. That's not what life is about. It's the bigger picture is that everybody that resides on the earth plane at any time has chosen their own lessons that they are going to learn. They have the free will to choose, are they going to do it easy or hard? It's not up to you. It's not up to me. We have to have compassion for our children, for our parents, our brothers and sisters, our other family members, our friends, our coworkers, the political people, every single person on the earth plane has this free will to choose how they are going to learn their particular lessons. And there is not one of us that knows what those lessons are and how they should walk through them. even as an angel channeler, when I am guiding people and answering their questions in these phone sessions or when I see them in person, the people ask the questions and I answer them with no ego and through non-judgment. But I do not even get a full glimpse of what their entire spiritual path is. I get part of it according to what they ask, but I am not fully in that person's shoes, and I have not walked in those past lives as that person, and I am only seeing who is in front of me today. There are many, 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 many ways to get to enlightenment, which is what all of you are striving to do. You are striving for enlightenment, to become that full spiritual being that you already are. You're connecting to that energy again and wanting to be fully conscious of it. It's just an illusion that you're separate. But compassion will help you be able to serve spirit while you are here on the earth plane. And in order to do that, you have to have no emotions about situations that are going on here. It is difficult when you first get started, but as things progress and a spirit sees that your heart intention is to learn this, you will get more and more strength and more support from spirit to be able to help you with this lesson. And a lot of you are already at the point of wanting to share a higher God love with people and to learn non-judgment and compassion. And it's needed. It's necessary. We need to pull ourselves back from the judgment of what's going on the earth plane and love these people no matter what choices that they're making and see that there is no death, that that's all an illusion. There is no killing. There is no death because this is not real. We are in, I guess the best way to describe it is it's a dream that we are actually separate from God. And when we become fully conscious of who we are, we will be conscious that God is, that we are right there with God. And God is the only thing that's real. And we are a part, a piece of God. It's not, if you're thinking about you being a drop of water and God is the ocean, instead of visualizing that you are flowing back to God, the drop of water is flowing back to the ocean, think about the ocean flowing into the drop of water. That is a more accurate statement from what I've learned through working with the angels. God is, and that's compassion. Compassion will get you to see these higher understandings, and it will help you with being able to deal with what are difficult situations on the earth plane and chaotic situations. And it will help you be able to hear clearly how to move light and energy to assist when necessary. If you are in ego and if you are emotional, you are not hearing correctly. You are not hearing the highest energy that you can channel at that time. So that's what compassion is, and that's where you need to be to share a universal love. It's not something that every lifetime people strive to do. In this lifetime, more of the souls here are striving to share a universal love because they are almost finished with all of their lessons of their soul. They've gone through everything else. They know how to give love. They know how to receive love. They know they deserve it. And now they're wanting to share from the earth plane. They're not waiting until they cross over and then become a spirit guide to come back and help and hope somebody can hear them. They're wanting to do it now. And that's what this prayer is going to help. If you would like to embrace and share in a universal love in your life, this is a very powerful prayer for bringing it in. I want to caution you, though, when you say this and you mean it, then you will come up against judgment. You will come up against people who will judge you. And you have to just keep forgiving them. Keep forgiving yourself. Just keep moving on. Don't hook into it with ego. Say, thank you, God, that I'm learning this lesson. Thank you for this person who was so mean to me today because it showed me how to have a greater love for this person's past. I thank you that I learned this lesson really, really fast so I don't need to go through it again. So don't get hooked into ego when these things start happening, because what you're saying to the universe is that you want to move past these kinds of lessons so that you can stay in the eternal state of true love and compassion for mankind. So if you would like to do this, I want you to place both feet on the floor. And of course, you're taking your deep breaths. Spread your arms out to the side. And the reason that we have the arms spread out to the side is it physically opens your chest and your breastbone so that your physical heart can be as exposed as possible. We are very good at protecting our hearts, and this is just a physical way of helping you open up to a greater love. So, stating this, I thank you, Lord, that I now have non-judgment, compassion, and a greater love than ever before for all mankind. I thank you that you show me clear signs that I cannot miss of how you would like me to serve the higher and greater good of all people. Thank you. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Okay, we've got a few minutes left. I want you to repeat, everyone, I want you to repeat these affirmations that will help you be able to see spirit move in your daily life and for you to be able to see higher things and connect to the angels. Repeat these statements. Open my eyes that I may see all the peace outside of me. Open my eyes that I may see all the love outside of me. Open my eyes that I may see all the light outside of me. Open my eyes that I may see all the power outside of me. And take a deep breath and breathe out. The reason we're saying outside of me is because we know that it's already flowing through you, and that has been your intention. So now we want you to see it in other people and in other situations, because that is confirming for you that you're not alone in this. So we want you to see the good that is on the earth plane right now. Sometimes being a light worker and on a spiritual journey is a very lonely path. And if you need assistance in meeting other people, or if you need some confirmation that you're not the only one and you feel like this is a big, not burden, but this is a big weight on you, then you can always ask to see all the light workers around the world. Do a meditation and close your eyes and ask them to show you the earth, and then ask them to show you the light of each light worker around the earth, and you will see that the light of the earth is very, very strong. There are many, many, many more of us than you can possibly imagine alive on the earth plane right now. Okay, so moving to the next one. Open my ears that I may hear all the peace outside of me. Open my ears that I may hear all the love outside of me. Open my ears that I may hear all the wisdom outside of me. And take a deep breath in and breathe out. Okay, with your eyes closed, I want you to take a deep breath in. And as you're taking a deep breath in, I want you to look at your heart. Eyes closed. Now, visualize a flower. Does not have to be the same flower. It's the first flower that comes to mind. What kind of flower is coming out of your heart now? Okay, what color is this one? What difference is it between the one that you had in the beginning and now? Okay, imagine that that light, the gold and white light, is coming down from the heavens, but now it's also coming up from Mother Earth. It's joining at the heart, and it's flowing out of this flower. Just visualize it flowing out of your heart. Now place your hand out in front of you with your eyes closed. I want you to visualize that you are God's hand holding Earth. Earth is in the palm of your hand. You and God are one, and I want you to pull that Earth in front of your heart, and all of this gold and white light is flowing through this flower and embracing and engulfing the earth. Everywhere, it's flowing in it, around it, through it, it's going to the core, has so much light flowing in through your heart. Through your love, that it cannot contain it all. Taking a deep breath in, thank Mother Earth for everything that she does, sending her the light, sending the light to all the people on earth. Go ahead and thank them. Thank all the people of the earth for helping you with your lessons, for helping you be the pure spiritual human being that you came here to be. Okay. All right, place your hand back out in front of you. And then as you pull your hand away, you still see God's hand holding earth. Take a deep breath in and breathe out and open your eyes. You may want to look, you may want to write down what your flower looked like, how it felt. What the difference was. You're in this higher energy right now, and you might think you remember it, but you may not. If you would like to do that heart chakra meditation again, I do have it on CD, but I also have it written down on my website. I have a meditation page, and it has all of my meditations. So you can go there, and you can copy it, you can read it, whatever, at any point, and that way it will help you be able to give you a visualization of your spiritual growth and your spiritual journey. I want to thank you all for allowing me to share with you. I will be back here on March 14th at the same time, so Wednesday, and I have my website, www.creatormediator.com, that you can visit. I have a lot of information on there that I share. I do private angel channeling sessions to answer your questions. I have a book called The Angel Connection, and I do travel around the United States this year. I am traveling around the United States this year to share with people in groups to help empower them on this wonderful spiritual journey with the angels. which I have found has been the easiest one for me. So I thank you all, and I pray that you were all blessed by sharing this time. I know that I was. Have a beautiful day.